Ready to stand out for the right reasons? Welcome to Dress Up, the only show that is dedicated to helping business professionals, you, as a leader, coach, consultant, entrepreneur, executive, or small business owner, create an image and brand that attracts the opportunities you want, what we call your wow image. This is the place to be if you need the confidence to project your competence, put your best self forward, step up your image and brand for personal and professional success. And now, let's make welcome our host, the one and only image strategist, Stephen Akon.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. Hello. Welcome to the 9th episode of Dress Up. Yeah, this is Stephen Akomo, Dress Up Guy, Mr. Dress Up, founder of Dress Up Academy. If you are listening for the first time, then I want to welcome you to the only show in this part of the planet that is dedicated to image branding, image management, style, and everything in between. If you've never listened to the show before, then I encourage you to listen to previous episodes because there you get a build up on what we'll be discussing in this episode. This episode will launch us into the series on impressions, as I mentioned in the previous episode, and it's gonna be an interesting one. Now, let's get into what we have for today. Welcome to another episode of Dress Up. This episode will actually introduce us to the series on impressions. I didn't use first impressions because on this series, we're going to discuss things that are way beyond first impressions. We're going to be talking about first impressions, subsequent impressions, lasting impressions, you know, just basically first impressions and everything in between. You get the drift? Yeah. Now, what is first impression? What are impressions? Before we dive into that, let me just remind you that you only have 30 seconds to make a great first impression. That's because first impressions can leave an indelible mark and impact on other people's perception of you. Well, that alone could be stale because in the times we live in now, you have less than 11 seconds to make a great first impression. There are different research findings on the time frame it takes to make a first impression, and most of the research findings have been 30 seconds, 11 seconds, 7 seconds, and 3 seconds. Can you imagine how short but fast that is? I will not like you to bother on the numbers or the figures. All those research findings are trying to prove is that first impressions happen pretty fast, and it's very important to know how to manage what you communicate in the glimpse of an eye. So let's go into what impressions are. Just to put it in proper context, by definition, impressions means either to leave a mark or a feeling, or an effect or image retained as a consequence of experience. Now let me break this down a little. So if I take away the refinement, an impression is basically about a feeling that you stir within the other person you have just met. So either right or wrong, an impression is about people's judgment of you being driven by a feeling that they have before they have actually come close enough to really know what you are like. The funny thing is, they are deciding what you are like before they even actually know you. That's how it works in the real world, and that's the world we live in. And I know you do it too. You decide what people are like before you actually get to know them. Sometimes you don't even get to know people, but by virtue of some cues that you have observed, you can deduce and say, okay, this is the kind of person this person could be. And most times you discover that your guess is right. So what better way is there to address this challenge than to accelerate other people's ability to get to know you? through your impressions, through the first impressions you make. Because when you make a very good first impression, you basically accelerate people's desire to know you. People want to know you better, they want to experience you better, and they want to feel you better. Now, having established that, first impressions most times can leave an indelible mark and impact on how we are perceived by others. Because the truth is, you may never have the luxury of time for a first impression. I don't think anyone ever does. You don't have the time to say, okay, you are meeting me for the first time, let me prepare so that you know all about me. No, you don't have all that time. You don't have the luxury of time for a first impression. Most times it just happens. Even when you are aware you are meeting somebody for the first time, you can't just in a split second get them to know all that you're about. It doesn't happen. Now let me ask you, I know you might or you may be able to remember any of this happening to you or someone you know at an event that you have attended before. And these kind of scenarios are scenarios that you wish you could hit the rewind button and undo the damage that has been caused just by a poor impression. And I'm just saying, it's possible you or someone you know might have at one point or the other committed this unthinkable act that I'm about to explain or talk about now. And you know why it's that bad? Because you did it or said it during a first impression meeting. And that makes you wish you could just hit the rewind button and undo the damage. Now let me paint the scenario. How painful can it be to realize that you misheard someone's name and you spent the entire conversation mispronouncing it? For example, someone said his name was Abdul and you spent the whole conversation saying Adbul. Now, imagine that you as a new intern or employee or business partner, whatever it is, and you are addressing a superior in your office or in your line of business or industry, maybe your MD or the head of HR by a wrong name at a conference or a meeting. Just imagine, the person's name could be Abdul or Abdul and you're pronouncing it as Adbul. The whole time you spent during the conference, you were just mispronouncing the name. Imagine the embarrassment and damage that could do to your image already. Just imagine, it goes a long way in saying so much about you that will not be a perfect representation of who you are. But that is the impact first impression can make or leave on people. It could either be a good one or a bad one, a negative one or a positive one. Well, it's possible it hasn't happened to you before. It's possible yours may not even be that bad, but it could even be something as small as a joke or maybe a conversation starter that you impulsively decided to open with and it bombed. And when it bombed, you instantly knew that your acquaintance had written you off or stamped a negative or poor or even a wrong impression of you. Imagine meeting someone for the first time and you are calling the person babe or baby or dear or my, you know, it will make people just write you off. The words you use, the communication, not respecting their space or stuff like that, those things are very important. It's actually painful experiences like this and others that led to the truism, you never get a second chance to make a great first impression. And we all know how true that can be, right? Even though not so many people teach this, but I know it's possible to also make great subsequent and lasting impressions that can even replace a poor first impression. Yes, it's very possible. But the sad thing is, it takes more time and effort to correct a first poor impression than it does when you get it right the first time. Can you imagine it will take you at least 13 appearances just to correct one wrong impression? So let's say you made you had like a first impression gone wrong scenario. For that first impression that went wrong to be corrected to right, you need to make 13 appearances. That's you need to make 13 impressions just to correct one bad first impression. That must take a whole lot of effort. Yes, that's why we always encourage and advise people to get it right always the first time. Now, recently and lately, people have been talking about first impressions, impressions don't matter, image is not that important and all that. But I want to believe such people are ignorant of what first impression actually is. And now that you know what first impression is, I believe you know better and won't make assumptions on what first impression is. Let me just tell you a little bit of what first impressions are not or is not. First impression is not making an effort to impress upon someone who you are. That will be totally fake and faulty. That will mean you are not being authentic. You are not true to who you are. You're just trying to impress. You're trying to make or force an impression on someone, meaning you're trying to deceive. That is totally wrong. First impression is not trying to dress to impress, dress to be seen as what you're not, dress to be perceived as someone that is superior to others or something. No, no, no. First impression is way beyond that. And with this, I'll just take us straight into some research findings and the science behind first impression, how it works and the ways to work it. Do you know that the power of first impression is validated by various research? Yes, first impression and the impact it can have has been validated by various research. And I'll just go ahead and share a few with you. Because when it comes to those precious first few seconds of an impression, 55% is based on your appearance, 38% is based on the tone of your voice and your body language, and only 7%, I repeat that, only 7% is based on your words. Now, these stats are actually from the outcome of a communication research conducted by UCLA professor, that's University of California, Los Angeles professor, emeritus of psychology, Albert Mehrabian. And this research is very common and widely propagated, especially in the personal branding space. But this research was to prove the importance of nonverbal communications, which was the emphasis. And the research actually did prove that you have to do more than say the right things. You have to be an attractive person, and being an attractive person is way beyond dressing up or looking good or clothing. It's way beyond that. Now, there's a popular saying that you never get a second chance to make a great first impression. Well, this statement has been generalized, but it doesn't change the fact that it actually has its place. So I know you've heard that an interviewer or a stranger at an event will form an impression of you, your character, your personality, mostly an impression that is nearly indelible, all within the first 60 seconds of meeting you. Or wait, is it 30 seconds? Is it 20? Is it 2? Is it 3? Well, just like to tell people that at first sight, in a moment, people make impressions about you. So, just like I said earlier, forget whatever figure you might have heard. You should just note that those figures are not made to intimidate you, but to just let you get conscious of how fast opinions are formed about you in the marketplace. in the business place. So if you happen to be preparing for a presentation or a job interview or a blind date, just know that a new research shows that you may need to have your act put together in the blink of an eye. Yes, in the blink of an eye. Now let me just take us into another research. A series of experiments were done by Princeton psychologists Jan Willis and Alexander Todorov, and it was revealed that all it takes is a tenth of a second to form an impression of a stranger from their face, and that longer exposures don't significantly alter those impressions. Although they might boost your confidence in your judgment, but they don't alter it. Now, the research is presented in an article titled First Impressions, in an issue of Psychological Science, in an article published on Psychology Today some years back. And it was discovered that whether people meant to or not, that most people actually do form first impressions of us in a matter of seconds, and usually on the basis of just a handful of cues or observations. So, like it or not, friends, judgments based on facial appearance play a powerful role in how we treat others and how we also get treated. Psychologists have long known that attractive people get better outcomes in practically all walks of life. For example, people with mature faces receive more severe judgment, judicial outcomes than baby-faced people. And for politics, or maybe public office position aspirants, it's said that having a face that looks competent as opposed to trustworthy or likable may matter a lot in whether a person gets elected into office or not. These guys, Willis and Todorov, conducted separate experiments to study judgments from facial appearance alone, each focusing on different traits. And some of these traits are attractiveness, likability, your competence, your trustworthiness, your aggressiveness. And most of these things are part of the snap judgments that the brain makes. They are part of the snap decisions that the brain makes when they judge based off first impression, when they judge based off what they see. Now, let's get back to the research. The participants were now shown photographs of unfamiliar faces for 100 milliseconds. 100 milliseconds is 1/10 of a second, and a second is, you know, a minute is 60 seconds, right? So a second is actually 1000 milliseconds, and 100 milliseconds is 1/10 of a second. Can you imagine how short that is? Then 500 milliseconds, which is half a second, and 1000 milliseconds, which is a full second. So participants were shown photographs of unfamiliar faces for half a second, 1/10 of a second, and a full second, and they were immediately asked to judge the faces for the portraits in question. For example, is this person competent? Those were the kind of questions that they were asked, and the response time was measured. Participants were then asked to rate their confidence in making their judgments. Participants' judgments were compared with the ratings of the same photographs given to another group of participants in a preliminary study in which there were no time constraints for judging the personality traits of the faces. Can you imagine that? Some people were given time frame, 1/10 of a second, 500, half a second, and a full second to make judgments based on different traits and to test the confidence of their judgment given a particular response time. This is what happened. In that preliminary study, there was a strong agreement among the various participants about the traits of the people in the photographs. So for all the five traits studied, that's likability, competence, trustworthiness, attractiveness, and aggressiveness, for all those five traits, judgments made after the briefest exposure, which is 1/10 of a second, were highly correlated with the judgments made without time constraints. Wow. And there was now an increased exposure time of 0.5 seconds. It didn't change the correlation. And an increased exposure time of 0.5 seconds did not increase the correlation. Now, the response times also reveal that the participant made their judgment as quickly, if not more quickly, after seeing a face for the first 10 milliseconds. That is, after seeing a face for 1/10 of a second, as they did if given a longer glimpse. Now, the response time revealed that participants made their judgment as quickly, if not more quickly, after seeing the face for 1/10 of a second, just as they did if they were given a longer glimpse. Now, the longer exposure times did increase confidence in judgments and facilitated more differentiated trait impressions. That is, less correlation between the different traits for a given person. That was all that the exposure time did. But all the correlations between judgments made after 1/10 of a second glimpse and judgments made without constraints were very high. Of all the traits, trustworthiness was the one with the highest correlation, along with attractiveness. This was also the trait that participants were able to assess most quickly. So when people see you, they see how attractive you are. They see how trustworthy you are. Those are the first things that begin to get impressed upon them about you. The authors also suggest that, based on the revolutionary psychology, that an accelerated and accurate ability to judge trustworthiness in others may have evolved as an important survival mechanism. Just remember that this research could be updated. Now, before you rest secure in the knowledge that at least you have a whole 1/10 of a second to make that great first impression at your next job interview or in your next speech, wherever it is you'll be appearing for the first time. Now, the authors acknowledge that future research may well close that window even smaller. So maybe a future research could be 1/5 of a second. That would be like 50 milliseconds. Wow, I can't imagine how that will be, but till then. And other researchers recently revealed in the same psychological science that objects are categorized as soon as they are perceived. Something similar that Willis and Todorov suggest may be true of a certain trait judgment. So it may be that to impress a prospective employer or partner or target audience with your competence and trustworthiness, or maybe a prospective mate with your attractiveness, you can do it in well no time. That may be good or bad depending on how well you understand the science of first impression. Remember I said, don't let all those numbers intimidate you. Neither should the duration in which such decisions are made. Rather, this should be more intimidating. The evidence that this snap first impression judgments tend to be relatively consistent. For instance, in one of the studies referenced by Psychology Today, where both untrained and unprofessional interviewers reached a similar conclusion about the attractiveness of the same job candidates, is enough proof to explain how fast snap first impression judgments are made. This is why it is true that you don't get a second chance to make a great first impression. Because if you did, it wouldn't be called first impressions. How do you want to make a second first impression? It doesn't sound right. You can only make a first impression. If you ruin a first impression, then you make up for it. But you can't make a second great first impression. Well, I don't know if that exists, but I've never heard anything like second impression. But if that exists, it will just be subsequent impression after first impressions have been made. So the first impressions, in as much as the first impressions are important, the subsequent impressions you make to confirm the bias based on the judgment from the first impressions is also very important. Now you may be wondering, well, is this first impression thing still that important? Why is first impression important? Let me just help you with this few tips explaining why it is important. First impressions are very, very important because that's what people see, that's what they know, and that's what they remember about you most often because of the primacy effect. The primacy effect says that you tend to remember something, your brain primes it because that's what it saw first, like in the letters A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. For the first time you're hearing it, all you will remember is the letter A. You may even forget all the stuff in between. You may remember letter A, B, C, D, and then you are lost in the middle. That is how the primacy effect works. You remember the things you heard first, you remember the things you had encounter with first, and because that's what people perceive, that's the first perception they have of you, it lasts with them. That's the feeling they have of you, that's the first experience of you they had, that's the mark you left on them, that's the image that has been retained because it came first. That alone is something that should not be taken lightly. Another reason is because people will judge you based on what you impress upon them. I don't know you from nowhere, and there's nothing that tells me your life story. There's nothing that tells me anything about you than you. All I see is you, what you're wearing, how you are behaving, how you're communicating, and based on all that, I judge you based on those impressions that you are making. You might not even be communicating directly to me, but by observation, I can form opinions that could be in your favor or against you based off on what I see you impressing. Another reason is because the brain is hardwired to form opinions about people based on the impressions they make and give. And you don't need to permit the brain to do this. That's how it was designed, that's how it's been designed, that's how we were born. The brain just forms opinion. It's also a survival mechanism. The brain forms opinion about people based on the impressions that you make. And these things are filtered into whether you are attractive, whether you are competent, whether you are trustworthy, and some other biases too. Another reason is because people will use the impressions you are making to size you up. In fact, they can even make important decisions about you that affect them or affect you based on the impressions that you are making. Sometimes, whether they want to communicate with you, whether they want to get to know you, whether they want to buy from you, whether they want to join your list, whether they want to be connected to you, whether they will open the door to you or slam it shut, and a whole lot. People will use the impressions that you give to size you up and make important decisions about you, which could be in your favor or against you. It's also important that you attract the people you want and the opportunities you want. And how best do you do that? With the impressions you make. If you're able to attract the people you want and the opportunities you want with the impressions you make, then that will be very cool. You also give clue to how authentic you are. The impressions you make will give clues to people about how authentic you are. The impressions you make are very important because they allow people to buy into you. You know the know, like, and trust factor? Remember the 30 seconds commercial I talk about? Based on the impressions you give, people buy into you and they have a clue about who you are and what you're about. And from there, a conversation could be established. From there, something great can happen. Another reason is because we are humans and we are emotional beings. We are emotional beings. Impressions are formed based on emotions too. The long and short of all this is that you want to make an impression that is favorable, especially a first impression that is favorable. One that is powerful, one that is indelible. Never forget that. if you make a positive first impression, an indelible first impression, a powerful first impression, and also a professional first impression too, then if you know how to consistently do this, then you just be authentic. You simply be authentic. You are expressing your best self every time. I just want to remind you that these first impressions are made based off your appearance, your behavior, and sometimes your communication and your digital footprint. But a large percentage of it is based on your appearance and your behavior. That's where we have the 93:7 ratio. Alright guys, on the next episode, I will shed some more light on first impressions, and we talk a little about subsequent impressions and how to make lasting impressions in the subsequent episodes, and how to also make a last impression, because sometimes we will always have to make last impressions on people. Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, please do well to share with your friends, your colleagues, your tribe, your community, and anyone that you know will find value in the content we share on this podcast. If you've not joined the community, or right there in the show notes, you'll find the link to the community. Do well to join, or you can just go on Facebook and search Dress Up Academy, and you'll get direct access to the community once you request. Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode. Never forget to live your elegant life. Always. Bye. It's me signing out.
Thanks for listening. See you on the next episode.